Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sans Pants Radio. Do the roar.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Dead in Fay. Previously.
My name is Jackson Little Boy Bailey. I am a halfling of 35, but I tell everyone I'm 6. I've been 6 for 20 years.
I'm Joel Zammit, the druid, otherwise known as a bear. I am currently in the shape of a bear, and I will remain in the shape of a bear until I have to go to sleep.
Hello, I am playing the character Joel Dusha, who is about as useful as a rock that can die. Unfortunately, I have single digits for all of my stats, except strength, which is at a rock solid 18.
I am Adam.
Adam, why are you speaking so slow?
Is a fighter.
Uh-huh.
Human. Level 9.
Wait.
What's out here, miss?
This is a magic gatehouse from which I can send you into the Doom Vault, the heart of the Lich Lord's domain. As soon as you teleport in, you can see that there are, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4 zombies.
Fuck! Rest in peace, boys.
You, fuck! Adam strikes the white twice, dealing 12 quotation marks points of damage.
Classic.
You're crowded in a room with the dead. Adam slays one of them, and then it is the vampire spawn's turn.
Hello, mister.
It's a miss.
Eat my ass. Oh, she'll miss me. I'm wriggly. I'm little.
Decapitated.
That little boy's so dead.
Little boy funeral, in memoriam, Jackson, in brackets, little boy.
Buried in a child's coffin. His coffin was meant for a child human, not a halfling
the
man.
The vampire spawn...
child pauper's grave.
The vampire spawn swipes at you, Jackson, the true you.
Oh,
but
no.
It misses with its claw.
You silly idiot.
Then it swipes an illusionary copy away with its other claw attack.
Uh-oh.
All it my is just boys. You now.
Uh-oh. That's okay. I'll get the next hit in. Well, no, JD, I guess it's about to go.
All
right. Excited to get Earth Tremor
sure
again.
It's your turn.
I'd like to cast Dominate Person on the one that Jackson's fighting. The
white?
The vampire.
Cool.
Where? Oh, that's Joe Zammit.
Joe.
What up?
That makes it easier.
Yeah, Joe and Joe.
I'll take your L, so it'll be Joel and Joe.
Exactly. I'll get my L and underline Joe.
So, yeah, clever.
The vampire spawn makes its saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
You attempt to throw magic over the mind of the vampire spawn to influence its actions and thoughts, but you immediately feel the vampire spawn wave the magic away as if it were nothing.
Okay.
This creature is mentally powerful and you are not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well, look at the son you birthed.
And raised and taught, homeschooled.
You can still move or use a bonus action.
No, I'm happy where I am.
You're doing good.
In the back corner of the room.
Yeah, just looking. Confused. What, though?
Why didn't that work?
Huh.
Why do I feel like that they're clever and I'm not? I birthed a boy.
Are your spells... Do you know you're a wizard? That's the question.
Several times the white sword clatters off Adam's shield. It tries to force Adam backwards, but it simply cannot deal with his... stupid boy strength.
It's good to imagine Adam just standing there holding the shield in front of him, not moving. Clang, 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 and then, but like light, swinging that shield up.
Why fight?
Adam's brain, if it had a percent, you know, like when your computer's CPU mm-hmm. gets really hot and everything's moving slow. Mm-hmm. That's what I imagine's happening yeah, there all the time.
Just staggering.
Yeah.
Jackson, a tiny little creature launches at you from the ceiling.
What?
It was clearly hidden above in the on a chandelier, and it's going to attack you.
Oh, boy.
Time to die, shit for brains.
I'd like to use my...
It's turn.
No, but as a reaction.
Shield? Oh, shield? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gizabangus.
Gizabangus.
Yeah, all right, yeah. You cast shield. A scintillating invisible barrier protects you, giving you plus 5 AC for this turn.
Yeah.
The Quasit uses its scare ability.
Oh, no!
You're what's been hiding under my bed this whole
it's
time.
It's a ghouly ghouly.
You are frightened as the condition.
Oh, heck, and gee whiz, gang.
You heard naughty words you've never heard before because you're a little boy and it scared you.
You have disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of your fear is within your line of sight. Mm-hmm. And you can't willingly move closer to it, although it's only right next to you right now anyway.
Yeah.
Then it is your turn, Jackson.
Okay. I'll try and squish this Quasit with my big lollipop.
All right. You are not fighting next to an ally, so you don't get your sneak attack
yes.
bonus. You will just...
Huh? What will I just?
Nothing. You will do nothing.
And you have disadvantage. You miss. You miss the Quasit. That is your turn.
Oh.
Oh, you can move, I guess.
Yeah, I'll use my cunning action to... I can't just hide where I stand, can I?
You can at some pretty heavy penalties.
All right, let's give it a go.
No.
Can you attack twice?
When I said some pretty heavy penalties, I Jackson, I actually meant it is functionally impossible. You wouldn't succeed on a 20.
Okay. Then I'll retreat. I'll disengage, sorry.
All right. So where would you like to disengage?
I'll run back to my dad. Dad'll protect me.
All right. With your disengage action, you are able to run back to
Daddy, Daddy, the monster scared me.
Oh no, boy. That's bad.
I don't remember when you became my son.
Yeah. But
I'm glad you are.
The zombies swarm Adam.
Yeah. Well, he's tough.
Yeah, good.
I'm not concerned for Adam. Dusha's biological son. That's canon, Adam. Fight it all
it's
you
not.
Want. Fight it all it, you want.
This
like.
Is my son, Adam. I birthed him.
Yeah. He was in my belly, and he wasn't.
Yeah, I thought, shit. And then it was my son, whom I raised.
Yeah.
Of all the zombies, only one of them manages to actually get its hands on Adam, dealing him 3 points of damage. Ow!
Oh, what a poor boy.
Oh, man, the poor other boy.
He doesn't know.
He
doesn't know what's happening to him.
Don't.
And then it is zombies. It's Zamet's turn.
I would like to huck a flame at the white that Adam was fighting.
All right. Can't wait. Plus one to hit.
Yeah.
That's big. Oh, wait. No, that's low.
The ball of flame strikes Adam in the back of the head.
Hey!
Sorry, bro.
Set Adam
I missed when you were a mule and didn't hurt my son.
Yeah, well, you hurt the mule and now I'm a boy.
I have 3 boys. One was a donkey.
Yeah, now one's a cat. I like to convince you that maybe I was the house cat that grew up.
My little cat's grown up into a beautiful cat man.
That sometimes is how mule.
Cat man, a horse.
It's hard to think about, so we don't.
Would you like to do anything else, Simon?
Nah.
All right. It's Adam's turn.
Adam will deal with this. Maybe this is how we've dealt with every problem in the past.
Having a negative 3 initiative makes me remember that there's so many enemies in this room, so I just 35 minutes between turns. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do I use to attack with flame?
You use your your proficiency bonus and your wisdom.
Oh.
All magic uses your wisdom.
Bullshit.
It's great to imagine that. You thought
school.
Maybe your dexterity.
Because I was like, it's hucking a flame. Yeah. I'm like, hey, take that, damn.
It's great to imagine that the team of adventurers that actually dealt with the thing were like a strong, noble knight, a little boy, like a genuine little boy, and a genuine mule, and we were just the team that she mistook as being that adventuring party.
A team of 3, 4, I guess I picked someone. someone. Oh, yes, you must be the team.
You must be the... There was a little boy. Yeah, he wasn't quite so extravagantly a little boy as you are.
And a you man, said this his son, and his mule, and his other son.
Yeah, you said this man was your father, but he's the same size as you and a gnome.
The mule was a person. The mule was a cat with his dick.
I really anticipated.
There was a party of three.
Okay, and the brave knight was far more talkative than this one, but it must be you guys. Shut up, ladies, send us to space.
Adam sweeps around with his scimitar and slashes the white and all three zombies around him, dealing 11 points of damage to all of them.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Damage or damage?
Oh, only damage for the white.
Fuck. Hey, I wish I had any spells that did damage. That would be good.
It's cool that I don't know what you mean by damage. I'm assuming that it looks like we're hurting it, but we're not.
They've got a specific kinds of magic. If you got a magic weapon or spell damage will hurt them, and maybe
damage from a regular weapon does not look to be hurting the white properly. It's magically, its body is magically formulated, so only magic can slay it.
Okay.
So that was Adam's turn. Then it is the vampire spawn's turn. Mm-hmm. Zamet.
Yeah.
It follows you up onto the walls.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, no.
Hey, can we do a mulligan?
I want to go back.
This isn't. Hey.
I wish I was a mule again. It's peaceful.
Do you
as a
need
mule.
A mule?
Does a zombie need a mule?
Zombie needs a zombie mule, if anything.
Well, that we can make that happen.
I think they're about to.
Alright. That's pretty good.
Oh,
what it's the quickest first death? Attack. When Who's it slashes at you the first time, it misses. But its second attack is a critical hit.
Oh, what? Hell yeah.
Hey, lady.
This rolls.
Why?
Do you think we're going to survive this fight enough to be able to figure out whatever puzzle is on that black gate? Personally, I don't.
Are we going to survive long enough for this to be considered a series?
I feel like I'll be at one shot.
Zamet, you take... you will take, 9 points... 9 points of slashing damage. Not a big deal.
Hey, lady, that hurt.
Then you're going to need to make a couple saving throws.
Oh, hey, no. That is literally...
Hey, what are you doing this for?
You need to make a saving throw, otherwise you're going to be grappled. You pass the saving throw.
Oh, no. Oh, lucky.
Hands now off. For the critical hit. Hands you're going to need to make a saving throw or fall. You fail.
Oh, hey. No. What?
What is your bonus on this?
Cats always land on their feet.
No, you were just never going to. Oh, wait. All right. JD, if you want, you can use your sorcery points to help Zamet here, and it might be enough to help him.
I will try and use my bend luck.
All right. You expend your reaction and one sorcery point.
You know how, like, typically you imagine, say, a sorcerer casting a spell. Maybe they move their finger and a beautiful sigil appears in the air.
Yeah.
Imagine when you do it, it's like paste.
It's like nails on a chalkboard, but in midair.
I don't
Why
think
does
that
it
spell
always sound like
right?
he's cutting glass in air?
Unfortunately, it is not enough. Zamet, you fall to the ground.
Ow.
You take 6 further points of damage.
Hey, I don't want to be that guy, but does he get a tax of op for falling into the area of...
yeah.
Ow.
This is because of him. One of the zombies turns around, Zamet, and looks down at you. You look up at the Zamet as... You look up at yourself.
Well, we've died a lot.
You look up at the visage of the zombie as it just leans down to grab you.
No.
Don't worry, dude. I'll bunk it on the head with my big lollipop. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's gone well for you so far.
We've only done it once.
Yeah, and how'd that go? Zero percent success rate.
Yeah. I've batted 0 so far.
Sorry, 1.
That's okay. It's just a good
wholesome campaign.
Well, that, but no, like the sequence of events. Zamet climbs, fails that, falls, gets attacked, hopefully gets zombified, eats us.
The end.
Eats us.
Eats us.
The end.
Dusher,
he's a zombie. The zombie get me?
Oh, no, the zombie just leans down and is grabbing at you, but you're fending it off with your paws.
So Jackson's strategy of having lots of little boys before helped, but now he's got no little boys left.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use disguise self and become a little boy.
Yeah.
To protect my son.
You only make yourself look a foot shorter.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm a gnome.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Yes, I forgot. All right. You make yourself look like a convincing facsimile of Jackson.
Another little boy. Hooray.
I'm here to protect you, son. I am a little boy now.
This little boy is my dad.
This little boy is my son. That... Which little boy are you going to hit, zombies?
That is your action and one of your first level spells.
Yes.
Would you like to use your bonus action or your movement?
I just love because the benefit of my copies is that they were not people. So all you've done is put yourself in the line of fire.
To protect my little boy.
That's true. You're sacrificing.
Well, you're trying to like bamboozle and confuse zombies.
It worked before.
That's true. He's not wrong.
Hey, little boy. You haven't had any damage taken, have you?
No, sir.
That means it worked. It's going to work again.
You wouldn't hurt a little boy.
Zombies even know not to hurt little boys.
All right, so it's the white's turn.
What bonus actions? What does that include for me?
Moving maybe.
Bonus action. Let me check your spells.
Convert to sorcery points. No. I stand still some more. I guess.
Keep standing
you
still.
Don't really seem to have much you can do. Mm. Powered spell.
Convert
I like how we're all just kind of behind, you know, clustered in a corner here.
Yeah.
We can't really do much. We can't escape.
I'm just here to distract.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Actually.
We only have like one actual useful weapon that Adam has using.
Yeah.
So, you're standing next to me now. Mm-hmm. We're both little boys.
Yeah.
Maybe I should distract them.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, I'd like to run forward to distract them.
Okay, so
this is a sound.
Which
strategy.
Forward would you like to run?
Would you like
to
run toward? Like,
would you like to run
vampire?
West? Yeah,
past the vampire to take some heat off the little boy.
All right,
you can't get me. I'm a little boy.
You step over Zammit. Luckily, that zombie has already used its reaction to come down and attack Zammit.
It's great to imagine you stepping on Zammit, like your little foot right in your belly.
Lucky I'm a little boy.
Yeah, using it to spring off.
Yeah. My big, I'm light as a feather.
My big belly bouncing.
When you pass the vampire spawn, it slashes down at you, dealing 10 points of damage and forcing you to make a save. You do save, so you can keep moving.
Lucky. I keep
moving.
So
you've moved 10.
You hurt a little boy.
Do you want to move all your 20 feet down?
Yep.
All right. That's your turn.
Powerful.
All right, it's the white.
Don't worry, son. I've protected you from evil.
Thank you, Daddy.
It's good that you're a little boy and I am also a little boy.
It's good that my dad is a little boy of the very same age as me.
I am holding, but 6 years old.
Holding my belly, being like, I keep calling him Daddy and him son, he's ruining the illusion.
I'll draw all the attacks.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away from my little boy.
It's so good.
So they attacked this little boy.
It's the white's turn. Its sword clatters against Adam's shield again, and this time it tries to grab at Adam with its free hand. You can see that there's a dark, cold energy about its hand. It's clearly trying to cast some sort of spell, but its fingers just gently pass by Adam's nose without touching him.
Does Adam go cross-eyed as the hand
towards him? Adam's two eyes try to track the hand as it goes past. All right, it's the Quasit's turn.
Oh, that's right.
Dusha, the Quasit steps towards you. It's going to try and bite you, I guess.
Don't bite me. I'm a little boy.
Don't bite little boy, Quasit.
I love little boys. They taste the best.
Oh, no. We should become old men.
I know what I'm going to do my next turn.
The Quasit bites you and says, bleh, bleh, bleh. You're not a little boy at all.
You don't have little boy taste.
Shut up, I am.
You taste like old fuck.
I'm a little boy.
Sorry, I meant an old fuck. You taste like the taste you get when you fuck the elderly.
You take 5 points of piercing damage.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to need to make a constitution saving throw versus the poison.
Hey, that's good.
Hey, dude, what's your conning up?
It's all right.
Negative one. You pass.
Hey. Oh, lucky.
I'm safe.
For once in your life, you're safe.
I've lost 1/3 of my hit points.
Gosh. All right. You're so weak. Back to the top. Jackson?
Am I flanking with anyone?
No.
You don't need
to be flanking in fifth ed.
Oh, am I fighting alongside anyone in a way that would give me...
If you took one step forward in either direction, west or south, you would be fighting with a friend.
Okay. I'll do that, and then I'll stab them with my dagger.
All right.
I'm a little boy!
Do you have a preference? would you like to attack the white or a zombie?
A zombie, because the white is magic.
All right. You attack the zombie that's trying to get its paws on Zammit.
Mm-mm. Hell yeah.
You will miss.
That's a shame.
Gosh, by quite a bit, because if you were using your rapier, you would have hit.
Well... Hey,
Little boys don't use rapiers.
Wooders and quitters, you know, as wooders they say.
And quitters. That classic expression.
You can't.
If only you'd rolled a one, you would have been able to re-roll that.
Yeah.
As it is, you got dick shit to do.
No.
All right, that's your turn.
Okay, that's
well,
fair.
You can keep moving, I guess, if you want.
No.
All right, cool. It's the zombie's turn. The zombie that was attacking you, Zammit.
He's distracted by the little boy that ran past.
No, it continues trying to attack Zammit.
Damn.
Rats. Fuck.
But there's a cheeky little boy in the other side of the room. Why aren't they distracted?
What you should do is cast it on Zammit. Make another little boy.
Nothing but little boys.
We're just a troop of little boys making our way through the dungeon like cheeky little soldiers. A-hee-hee-hee, a-tee-hee-hee.
We are the three little boys.
Another zombie tries to get its mitts on you, Jackson, but can't. You duck underneath
Tee-hee.
Its
blood.
Why is no one attacking me? I led them away.
Then one launches itself at Adam and bounces off his shield. Then a second one launches itself over Adam's shield and grabs him.
No,
Adam says.
No. Our meal ticket.
Oh, boy.
Adam takes 7 points of damage. He's still He'll got more health than, like, the party added together.
Yes.
I am not concerned.
All right. That was the zombie's turn. Zammit, it's yours. You got to stand up first things first.
Okay.
That'll take 15 feet of movement.
I'll stand up. Now, do daggers, do they use strength?
Do daggers use strength?
Or dexterity? What uses dexterity? Apart from the scimitar I don't have?
The scimitar could have. Uh-huh. You have daggers, your unarmed strike.
Do daggers do dexterity damage?
Yeah.
So I can use daggers?
Yep.
Cool. I'll try and steal one of or take one of
You have to. Huh? Oh, wait, no, that's Dusha.
I'll take one of Jackson's daggers. Or his... Wait, no, I'll take his rapier.
I don't have a rapier.
Don't you? You have daggers?
I got daggers.
A dagger.
Okay, hey, I'm just gonna grab you.
Okay.
I'm a little boy. I don't use knives.
Yeah. I'm a little boy. I use my words to solve my problems.
Words and my wiles and my big little wally pump.
Hey, little boy Jackson. I'm just going
to
grab your dagger off you. Thank you. And I'll stab that zombie as much as I can.
It's good.
Hopefully, you know, in the future we'll fight things that are weak to lollipops and
failed
magic.
After this fight, I reckon, yeah, you might have to fight like a bubblegum princess or something, and the lollipop will destroy her.
Yeah. Yes, Adam?
Critical mess.
Oh, good.
That is good.
Hooray.
Critical.
Can only be good.
Quite the riposte. Make a DC 18 strength or dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, take the weapon's normal damage, and the target may make an attack of opportunity against you with advantage.
I'm just gonna...
You fail that saving throw.
I'm just gonna... I'll cut myself!
Sliced up my own hand. Oh, boy.
Picked it up by the blade. Why do I do that? Why do I do that?
7 points of damage.
That's why little boys shouldn't play with swords.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the zombie descends.
Oh,
even with advantage, they suck dick.
Gotcha.
The zombie launches itself at you in that opening, but you slash at its face.
I want to, like, with my cut hand, bleed over its eyes. Like,
All right. You put blood into the zombie's eye, and the zombie eyes, and the zombie seems to be distracted by that. It tries to lick at the blood that you've poured onto its face. All right. That was Zammit's turn. It's Adam's turn. Adam's going to attack everyone around him again. All right. Thank God. Adam can attack everyone around him. He deals 14 points of damage to each zombie near him, which I think is going to get rid of a bunch of the zombies.
Hey, that's good.
Hey, lucky us.
All we got to do is survive long enough for Adam to win.
Yeah, that's basically our hot strat for defeating this dungeon.
We are basically just like cannon fodder.
Yeah.
For Adam.
Absolutely. I feel like that's kind of how most of these adventures play out.
He is my son and I am his father. He's only my... no one wants to bury their son.
That's true.
But everyone wants to bury their father.
Nobody wants to bury their son, but everybody wants a little boy funeral.
Yeah.
Buried in a child's plot. Oh, bow, bow.
Bow, no, 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 no.
Three of the zombies go down from Adam's a sweeping attack. Then he makes a second attack against the white in front of him, but his sword clangs against the white sword. And that was Adam's turn. It's the vampire spawn's turn. It lands next to Zammit and Jackson.
Yes. Hey.
And you know what? It really has been pissed off by Jackson.
A tee hee, friendly sir. Why do you have a problem with me? I'm an innocent little boy.
If you would like just to suck upon my bloodied hand, maybe you'll just do that for a bit.
It launches itself at you, Jackson, but you hit the ground and crawl away.
Silly.
Bop it on the nose and crawl off. My buckle shoes clanging on the
Hey, lady, do you want to parlay still? Hey, we can just have this.
That'll be your turn.
Conversation.
Dusha, it's your turn.
They seem to love little boys, Jackson.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to cast enlarge on myself and be a big little boy. Then they'll hate me.
Yay! Quasit doesn't want to eat a big little boy that's secretly a man. The very idea.
I'm going to cast enlarge on myself.
All right. As you do so, the Quasit gets to attack you again.
Hell yeah.
I'm big.
Yeah.
Little boy.
That just makes you an easier target. The Quasit bites you.
Ow.
He's never had a big little boy before.
Yeah, that's just
I'm a big little boy.
Take 6 points of damage as the Quasit spits at you. No, big little boys also taste bad.
Big little boys taste suspiciously like adult men.
You make another constitution saving throw, which you pass with flying colors.
What damage did you say I took?
You took 6 points of damage. My total right now is 24.
Yeah, I got that too.
All right.
The math checks out, I'm dying.
That is your action. Would you like to move?
Because I'm big now.
Mm-hmm. The effects of enlarge are your size doubles. You
that's it.
Spell ends. You have advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws. Your weapons grow to match your new size, and they deal an extra 1d4 points of damage if you're making melee attacks.
Pick up the vampire's wand and just slam it into a wall.
That was going to be my move. No, that's an attack, so I can't do that, can I?
No, not this turn, but you can...
Can I pick him up?
The vampire spawn or the Quasit?
The Quasit.
You...
Wait, no, it jumped off the ceiling. Height doesn't bother it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it can fly.
Vampire spawn, does it hate heights?
It can climb... It probably doesn't like heights.
I'll pick it up. I'll hold it above my head.
All right, you're still stepping over the Quasit as you step towards the vampire spawn. The vampires, you get to the vampire spawn, but the spell was basically your complex thing this turn.
Yep.
You'll attack next turn. It's the white's turn.
Oh, no.
I can't.
The white gets a critical hit on Adam.
Oh, no, not our boy. Not everybody here's biological son.
He'll be fine, as all little boys. No, he's not a little boy.
He's an adult man.
He's an adult man, my other boy. My
he's an
old...
adult boy.
Yeah, he's big boy. Yeah. I got my little boy and a big boy.
And a mule.
And a mule.
Who at the moment is a cat.
Yes, meow. That's where my cat went.
Well, that just wasn't a big deal.
Nah.
The white's first attack knocks Adam's shield aside, and so the white goes... The white just fucking loses it on Adam, slashing with its sword and raking Adam's chest with its magical claw. Every single attack, though, seems to just bounce off Adam's heavy breastplate. He only takes 10 points of damage.
No. Cool.
Ow! Adam says.
Poor angel Adam.
Sweetie.
Sweet.
They're hurting me!
Yeah, we know.
Go get him.
My son. Get bigger. I'm big now. I'm big enough to be your actual dad. But I'm still a little boy.
It's a complicated... The webs we wave.
You, my little boy, has a little boy companion and my son has a big father. It's unfortunately the same man.
Yusha, the Quasar takes a step back and it's like a... It's like an annoying fly buzzing in your ear. It bites you again, and you take another 4 points of damage.
That doesn't sound right.
Then you need to make another constitution
saving
throw. He'll
be tough. Tough.
So much poison in your veins.
So, you have more poison than blood right now.
If you just cut your wrists now, you'd
bleed
be
green. Yeah.
You take a further 5 points of poison damage.
Now would be the perfect time to go up to a vampire and be like, have at me, buddy. Yeah, I'm not rotten to the core.
Jackson, it's your turn.
I would like to cast Mage Hand.
Uh-huh.
Can I do something with the Mage Hand upon casting it, or is that my next turn?
I believe that's your turn. Oh, wait, hang on. You might be able to. Let me quickly check.
I can use my action to control the hand. Oh, no, I don't know.
Mage Hand, to cast it is an action. You might be able to use it as a bonus action, however. So, sneak attack, thieves can't, cunning action, dash, disengage, hide. Yeah, so you can use the hand to pick locks, to stash, basically to do...
But can I cast it and do something with it on the same
turn?
Okay, that's cool. I'll cast it and I'll use Mage Hand Ledger Domain, whatever it is, to make it invisible.
Okay, cool.
Sweet.
So you have a mysterious mage hand hiding about.
Yes.
All right. That was Jackson's
turn. What's his plan? Will it come to fruition? Is it even a thing that'll work?
Well, being a little boy has worked.
Yeah. Mm.
The last remaining zombie attacks Adam, but just slams into his shield. Zammit?
Okay. I'll using Jackson's knife.
Uh-huh.
I will try and stab the vampire, I guess.
You drive the dagger deep into the vampire spawn's chest. However, you probably aren't smart enough to know to go for the heart. So, unfortunately, you're just going to do damage as a dagger, basically.
Huh?
You deal...
quotation marks damage?
Oh, yeah, it is. You deal 8 points of quotation marks damage.
Sorry, I say.
Just drive it deep until your hand's inside.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, and then
and
pull
then
the
turn into
out.
A squid.
That's a good move that we've done before.
It works. We
nonetheless,
know it
you
works.
Do get the dagger deep into the vampire spawn's heart.
Hey.
Oh, no, sorry, into its chest.
Aw.
No.
Aww.
It's Adam's turn. Adam attacks the white right back. His first attack strikes, but his second attack is going to miss. Adam deals 11 points of quotation marks damage.
Well, that's something. Could I have tried to disengage, by the way? Or no? Or that have taken an attack of off?
You can take a 5 foot step back if you want, sure.
I'll do that.
All right. And then it is the vampire spawn's turn.
Drink Dusha. He's poison.
The vampire spawn attacks Jackson.
Hey,
leave my little boy alone and come drink my blood.
Come drink my poison. Sounds like you don't even know what you're talking about. Jackson, you take 7 points of damage as the vampire spawn slashes you.
You're a rude mister.
And then you fail as when it slashes you, it digs its claws deep into you and draws you forward.
The vampire is spawned.
I hear my little boy screaming.
Fuck, shit, fuck.
And saying.
Holy fuck, it's got me. Fuck. Holy shit, guys. I'm going to fucking die.
Think of your little boy funeral.
I'm going to fee. A little boy funeral for me.
I'll bury you at recess.
Will our little boy family be suddenly broke up? Find out next time on The Plumbing Boys Play / Ruin Dead in Thay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited-edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.